Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Quick Red Line Podcast Show. I'm sorry about episode 2. I apologize. I'm just trying to get back my audience. And I've been promoting, asking my promoters to help me to get people back, you know. And I'm going to be making podcasts for the whole month of August, and I'm going to start September, okay? But I'm still going to talk about Nancy Nicholson, and I'm just trying to get some good contact about her. But I thought it was going to work, but I couldn't hear nothing. I could have heard it in my earphones, but it didn't pick up on the recording here. So, all the Star Trek fans, I'd like to hear from y'all on my YouTube channel. What did you do, and how, where was you when you heard that Lieutenant Uhura passed away? And if she was one of your favorite Star Trek characters? I mean, she was the reason why I watched the original Star Trek. Those sexy legs, man. I turned on that show, I saw all white men on that bridge, and there was the most beautiful black queen that you ever seen. Besides my mom, you know. No, but she was up there. My mom was number one. Aunt Nancy and them, she's right under them. But Nancy Nicholson was, she was just great, people. And like I said, I'm going to be talking about her more as time goes on and in season 4. And then it'll probably be dialed down, you know. And I'll just put up on the legends with Leonard Nimoy, Dexter Cawley, and James Doon, and the rest of the Star Trek people that passed away. But her and those people, we're definitely going to miss. And we only got 3 of the original left. So, I wonder if they're going to go to Star Trek conventions. Kirk, Sulu, and Chekov. Are they going to continue going to Star Trek conventions and signing for people, you know? I just ask that question because we only got three people of the original bridge of the bridge of the Enterprise left, and those who met all the people that passed away, James Doon, Leonard Nimoy, Dick Cawley, and McCoy Bones, and Nurse Chapman, and of course you heard Nancy Nicholson, the latest, and those people who got to meet these people. Y'all already the lucky fans, you know. Y'all got to shake their hands, take pictures with them, got the real autographs and all. I mean, I watch YouTube, and some of the people from Australia and all over the world met Michelle Nicholson, and they were talking about her. And I mean, excuse me, people. Sorry about that. Bad timing, you know, very bad timing. I had to shut it down. I'm up here recording my podcast, and phone is ringing. Sorry, fans. But, I mean, I never got the chance, you know. I mean, here in Baltimore, we don't get Star Trek Adventures for some reason. I mean, there's a whole bunch of Star Trek fans here in Maryland, and we don't even get a Star Trek convention. And we got this big convention center downtown, and we don't get Star Trek conventions. So I don't know what's wrong. Baltimore is a great city. I'm sure the Star Trek fans from Delaware, West Virginia, and Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, most of the East Coast will come to the Star Trek convention if they have it here in Baltimore. You know, I know they have it way north in New York, you know, and north, Chicago, but somehow, some reason, we not lucky. And that really hurts me too, because the people in charge of the conventions, they mostly have it New York, Chicago, and mostly Virginia and California. And we know that the convention is really popular, and hey, people will come out. I mean, I'm talking to the people who run the conventions, the Star Trek convention. People will come out, and you don't think, just have it together, Star Wars and Star Trek conventions, and then watch the numbers come up. And we got Star Trek fans here. I mean, big time's got connections to that. And I know, because it got this app called Meet. And on Meeting, it got this app called Meeting. And on Meetings, they got Star Trek people that have Star Trek meetings come together to have Star Trek meetings and stuff. And I know some of y'all got big time connections to the convention center and stuff like that. And also, my people in California, in Las Vegas, in Chicago, New York, come on, people. Who gonna try to steal Star Trek tricorder? Come on. Let Baltimore be Baltimore again, okay? We need to put this city back to life. And a convention, a science fiction convention, and a big one like Star Wars and Star Trek, will put it back to life. You know, I bet you they will come out. If you build it, they will come. Okay? And it's a lot of young ladies, black ladies, who probably know who Lieutenant Uhura is. No, you'll be surprised. Some of the Star Trek fans who in high school and elementary school, you know, don't know who the Star Trek fans are. You know, until you go to these conventions and like, you're a Star Trek fan? All this time? I've been working with you. You know? That's something that people believe in. We believe in that future. After all that's going on in this century, we still believe in that future. And that's why Star Trek is so popular for the last over 50 years, you know. And Star Trek told us that we're going to be there. Lieutenant Uhura said people of color is going to be there too. And it shows. The first black leading role, African American, Seneca Mountain Green, got this Discovery. Alvin Brooks, first African American lead in the Star Trek TV show, got Deep Space Nine. And Lieutenant Uhura, the first African American, played on a major TV show. We got three. We got three. You know, and I'm really just want to know, can we get a Star Trek convention here? Okay, people? Because I just would like to buy something from you, her. I can go on eBay and buy from the big Star Trek fans who sell on eBay and all. But I just like to come together with the rest of the community of Star Trek, you know, and talk about our losses. I mean, whoever lost somebody in Star Trek, who was their favorite character, I know you're probably dead. And I know Uhura Uhura was one big character. I'm just wanna get her dolls and her toys and all that went up in value. Sometimes when you pass away, your stuff goes up in value. And she was a really special person, you know, very special. And I know the Star Trek set, Playmate set with all the cast members of the original show, eBay got that on eBay, and the Star Trek and in the Playmate, and they got all the Star Trek characters in Playmate, and they got the duplicate of the bridge and everything, you know. And I'm going to try to look for that on eBay, and I'm going to try to get it, you know. And I'm just a little upset because the head nurse of my job trying to say I didn't go to work last Tuesday, and I was having a little trouble with the time clock, and I just wrote it down, you know. And now she's trying to say I didn't come to work. But I'm going to sell with that. I came to work, you know. And she can't say that I didn't come to work because I did. I was there. That's when Donald told me that. Because I went downstairs Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, I went downstairs Monday and Tuesday of last week. And I did the rooms and the Awashicon, you know. And then Wednesday I stayed upstairs, so I was here last Tuesday. I was there last Tuesday. I'm sorry, people, I'm getting off track, but this is the kind of stuff you gotta deal with other people who try to keep you down and try to think that you stupid, you know. But I'm gonna go to John and tell him that I was here last Tuesday, and I didn't get paid for it. No, I didn't get my 8 hours. I did not call out. I did not miss a day. I was here. No, and if I have to go call my job coach, I will. I'm sorry. I'm giving you my business again. Here I go. Anyway, and let's get back to the basis, Star Trek, okay? I'm just hoping that people just greet in their own way. And she gone, and she will want all her Star Trek family to move on. You know, she was a wonderful lady. I never met her, but I'm sure the people who did met her will vouch for me that she was a wonderful person in person, and the people who worked with her will say the same thing. But three left. Let's hope that we get to keep these three for a long time. George Trapp, Walker Kong, and Bill Shatner, known as William Shatner. And let's hope that we get to keep them a long time. And we only got three of them left. And I miss all of them, all the bridge crew. And even though I'm a big fan of Discovery, I'm a classic lover of the original. Okay, I love all the guys. I really love Uhura the most. But I love all the guys because they the ones started it, you know. And the young lady, Nurse Trapple. And I also love Strange New Worlds. Yeah, I love that show too. It's getting overrated, but I love it. You know, I mean, it's way past the overrated. They did this ridiculous with the what you call, and they trying to leave Discovery back, but Discovery was the one that brought Strange New Worlds, and Discovery will be remembered for that, and brought back Star Trek. Season 1, 2, 3, and 4 was super. Might not got what you want, but it was super. And I love all 4 seasons. I love all 4 seasons. You know, it had some bumps at the first 2 or the first 3 seasons. I mean, season 2 and season 3 when really didn't get me on an ash either. Just because Christopher Pike was on the bridge of Discovery. It really didn't, you know. Captain Michael Burnham run that bridge, whether it was season 1, 2, or 3, or 4. That was her bridge. Captain Piper was just a guest. You know, he was just a guest. That's the way I saw it. You know, and like I said, that was Michael Burton bridge. And season 5 is going to be really good. Season 5 coming up, people, coming up. Lower Decks season 3, August the 25th. Anybody love Lower Decks? Really funny sense of humor of a side of Star Trek. And we got a black actor playing that. Thanks for Nancy Nicholson. You know, we got a black actor playing her. It feel good to be an African American. Yes, it did. Mm-hmm. We are ruining Star Trek. Nancy Nicholson, you already told us. Don't worry. We will be there. Don't worry. We will be there. And remember, all the science fiction shows before Star Trek didn't have not one black person in it. And some of the, like, Space 1999, well, that day had a black person. That was because of Michelle Nicholson. It probably wouldn't have had a black person if it wasn't for Michelle Nicholson. Y'all remember that, don't you? Space 1999. It was a spinoff of Lost in Space. Just something like I'm not making fun of the show. It was just a spinoff, upgrade, 1970s version of Lost in Space without the civilians, without the goofy old man. It's Space 1999. That's a movie. I don't know y'all remember that show. It was a little version of Batman, the original the original series without the cape. And then in the blue underwear, the yellow underwear. We stop. I'm hurting somebody's feelings now. But yeah, it was that era that we didn't see that much black people on science fiction shows too. Not only in TV, movies was already a hard time, really hard to get black people in there in movies, but just imagine trying to get them on TV, on a TV episode every week, coming into a white home, seeing a black man lead a role. And in the 60s, before the civil rights, right? In the 50s and 60s, you know how mad those rednecks would be seeing a black man have his own TV show running it. I'm just thinking of Sanford Son, Red Fox, and Jimmy Walker. They had their old show back in 1950. Just imagine these two. Not only that, but George, the Jeffersons. Oh, God. This is just some of the doors that Nancy Nixon opened to let networks put black shows on TV. She played a role in that. I'm serious, people. She played a role in that. I don't really think we would have got Sanford and Son or The Times or maybe the Jeffersons, Mama Family, and so much more. It wasn't for her. She did a solo. She did it on the bridge or the Enterprise, right in front of the white Caucasian men that took care of her and didn't care what color she was. Now, it's the image of the racial kiss. You know, I mean, the way they did that racial kiss. I saw the episode, and they showed the episode when Leonard Nimoy kissed Nurse Chapel, because that role was ready for Leonard Nimoy. Mr. Spock puts a kiss. Knew her, but they switched it. Somehow they switched it. I don't know what happened between tapes. And Ben Shatner said, "Just give it to me. I'll do it." I wasn't there, guys. I wasn't there, but I guess Leonard Nimoy went to do it, or he was gonna walk off and quit and walk. I don't know. I'm not saying that he was one of those people that, you know, in my case, I don't know. I mean, you go to Lieutenant Nancy Nicholson, see some of the interviews, and she's talking about the director who directed that episode, and William Shatner kissed her, he Howard Cut, and Bill Shatner said, "What? You kissed her?" And he goes, turn around, right in front of Nancy Nicholson, and he goes, "You kissed her?" He said, "Yeah, what's the problem? Ain't that what the scene called for?" And Nancy Nicholson was right there. He was like, "What's the problem?" And had a couple people in suits from the network, took their glasses off and like, and go watch it on YouTube. I mean, she'll explain it to you, you know. I'm gonna try to get this contact up so y'all can listen to some of it, okay? But episode 3, 4, and 5, I'm gonna just continue trying to get some contact up. But after that, you're gonna have to move on, people. You're gonna have just let it rest in peace, okay? We can grieve for a little while and everything, but it will be time to move on. And we lost a lot of people in 2022. I mean, it's this website that shows how many people that we lost. And I found it on YouTube. And I'm going to show some contact from that too. Okay? But I'm going to see how I can get it up here. Maybe I can take my earphones off and it might come up. As long as the both microphones from the computer and this microphone don't make a lot of noise. I might can do that, but I'm gonna see, okay? I'm gonna just test to see what the microphones do. Is a really nasty noise when you put two microphones together. But that's my what you call that I want to do. And once again, I'm sorry for episode 2, season 4. That was my mistake. I thought it was Rogan, so I had to delete it. And this would have been episode 3, but I'm doing episode 2 now. We're doing episode 2, which would be episode 3. And I'm going to try to release many episodes that I can today, because I got a paid speaker and my speaker bill is due today. And I'm going to try to get it out. But if I can't, I'll make some. I will keep making them, put them in a draft. And then after the bill is paid, the bill is only $50. And it's this a bill that to use the software. That's all it is. I mean, I am making a little kind of cash from this, but that's all it is. You get nothing in this world free. Just put it like that. Nothing in this world free. I don't know about the news, and over in Afghanistan. I heard a lot of stuff talk about Afghanistan. They killed one of the leaders and all. And I haven't seen the news. And I haven't been watching the news and nothing like that. And I don't know what's going on in the world. I stopped watching the war in Ukraine and all that stuff. Because it gets to you and all. I've been playing this game that I found on my Xbox. It's called S-I-M something. Y'all know what the game is. I've been playing that, and that's why I didn't get no episodes up last night, because I wanted to do more episodes last night. I wanted to do 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 episodes. 10 episodes. I'm going to try to get many I can today. But I got to sit here for an hour and do these, and I gotta watch my leg, you know, just make sure I get up and walk around, because I think that's how my leg got like it is. And just pray for me, okay? I got a little blood clot in my leg. I'm okay. And the doctor just said it probably from just sitting for a whole lot. And she told me to do some exercise. And just get up, move around, and just move around for a while and stuff like that. So I do some exercise and just move around. And I have to sit here for an hour to do the show. But I can stand up to do the show too, because I just have to just lift the microphone up. But don't worry. I'm going to give it up to y'all. I just need y'all to come download it. Listen to the episodes, and we're going to get back to the basics this year, okay? No more talk about those Candy Clark children. Only child I'm going to talk about is Ashley. Now, I'm just going to do something for Ashley's birthday. My oldest daughter, my first daughter, her birthday is September the 18th. She will be turning 29, and I'm going to do something. Get my son, my oldest son, my first son, Donald. I'm Corey Whitlock Jr. I'm going to get him something. He's my first son. He's my first child. The very first. He's the oldest. He turned in either 31, 32. He's getting old. And actually, she's getting old too. 28, 29. I wish they wouldn't. They making me more old. But, yeah. Because it wasn't his fault. It wasn't Donald. Corey fought. Corey Jr. fought. And Corey the second fought. So I'm not going to blame him. And I'm still going to do stuff with him and everything. Because I think he got hurt over it too. And you haven't heard the story of him jumping out the car. Michael's talking about he jumped out the car, ran through the neighborhood. I'm sure I explained it to you in early episodes of season 3. So go back and listen to those episodes. But at season 4, mean that I'm over it. I moved on. I'm done. I washed my hands with it, you know. And I'm from the distance. I'm just going to love them and hope for the best for them from my distance. Meaning, not going to turn my back on them or nothing, but I'm just distancing myself from them. Because what happened, you know, and everybody knows what happened, you know. You know the story. And don't mean that I'm not going to be there for them, something happens and all that stuff. Michael, Maya, and Jessica still my kids. I still own them. I don't turn my back on them. They always going to be mine, no matter what. And I'll always love them and all. But after what they did, I can't deal with them. I can't help them. You know, I know some of y'all out there have to do the same thing with your children, nieces, nephews, grandchildren. Cut them off. Because they still do the same thing, doing the same thing, doing the same thing. And you had enough, right? Lie to you. Keep things away from you, trying to make you destroy you what you built, and then they come into you and destroy what you built and go back to the other parent and talk about you behind your back, but they come in and try to destroy what you built. It wasn't going to happen, you know, and that's the way it is, you know, and whatever they're doing, I hope they realize what they did have, you know, but I'm going to try to get in contact with Donald, home, and always got in contact with Nikki, and just have them, I'm just going to give them a birthday card. Donald's birthday is today, Ashley's is the 18th, and mine the 20th of September, hers the 18th of September. And Donald's is August the 8th. How convenient is that? That's really, really weird, huh? So anybody like to play those lottery numbers, feel free. I don't play lottery, so you go ahead and play those numbers. 8th, 18th, 20th. You might win. Might come out, those who play lottery. Watch. I bet you will come out before the end of the year. So, it might hit big. So, go play those lotteries. 8th, 18th, 20th. That's our birthday. Yeah, that's our birthday. So, I'm going to buy a birthday card for him. Put some money in it. And I'm just going to, you know, just do my dance. And just wait for my birthday to come. So, how many people out there have birthdays in September? I know it's a lot of people in September. Because September is the 9th month. That means back in January, your parents were doing some wild things at the 1st of January. That's why we got so many people got birthdays in September. Your parents was being bad on New Year's. Bad to the bones. Like Michael Jackson said, I'm bad. Until his wife and girlfriend came up and told him, I'm pregnant. He was like, I'm back. Oh boy. I ain't bad no more. But yeah. But I'm getting some contact. We're going to be looking at the movie stars. Like I said, check that one website out, what the F happened to these stars. I'm gonna play something that, okay, in season 4. And probably most of season 4, I'm going to be doing the YouTube channel and trying to look up some stuff. Strange World, then we're going to talk about it. And we're going to be playing some music. Go with the flow, and all in between the content, you know. So I'm thinking getting this channel boosted up and put some music on it. I mean, all kinds of music. All music. Hard rock, rock, country, gospel, R&B, rap. I mean, all free royalty music I got. Okay? And I'm gonna change the theme song too to gospel music, because I do need some. After the last 6 months, I do need a gospel song, and that's gonna be the gospel song for the fourth season and probably for the fifth season. But hey, I need a change. Go with the flow was with me to what, 3 seasons? Season 1 to season 3. I mean, I know we gotta change it. Probably hear it sometimes at the end of the show. I will play it a little bit at the end of the show. Alright, those who still like it, you know, and probably at the beginning of the show and between commercials. But if this time, you know, and I will be playing music, and then I will be talking, then I'll play music, then I'll talk, do some contact. So just go to my YouTube channel, Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Subscribe to the channel, put a like, ring that notification bell, go to speak, put a like, download the podcast. Also, my books are still up. You still can buy them. $9.99, $3.99, Burning Love, Ocean and Sky, up on Amazon. Mr. Boogie Shoes, science fiction book, The Backstory of Planet 3492, Michael M. William will tell how it all began, and also is the backstory of my big 4 books that I wrote, Planet 3492, that's come out at the end of the decade. Those 4 books will be out at the end of the decade, but Mr. Boogie Shoes is a really good book, and download it or go to Amazon. Read it on your audio book and whatever you get books from, and just support, okay? And it don't have nothing to do with the YouTube channel or the podcast. Just support. You know, I'm an African-American writer and an independent African-American writer, and I finally get my dream. Finally get my dream that I really wanted to do, and Amazon giving me that opportunity, and I'm just asking for my community, my podcast, my YouTube, and Star Trek, and all my community to this support. I mean, don't like the book, you can always send it back, you know, it's on Amazon. Corey Whitlock, just type in Corey Whitlock. Burning Love, Ocean and Sky, or just type in Corey Whitlock. Mr. Boogie Shoes, or just type in Corey Whitlock. Right? Go to Amazon, just type it in, it sure comes up. Should come up. Both books should come up, and please, it's my first 2 books, you know, and they will get better. If they short, they real short, okay? Burning Love and Ocean Sky is only 10 chapters, okay? Mr. Boogie Shoes is only like 15 to 21 chapters. I'm putting more chapters in Mr. Boogie Shoes. So it's actually going to be 21 chapters. You can wait for the 21 chapters, or you can go read it now. You can digital download it, or you can buy the paperback, okay? But I know my community will support me, and it's my first two books, so I'm sure it's going to be slow, you know. I'm just getting it out there, you know, trying to communicate and trying to promote it, you know. That's all I'm doing, trying to promote. But thank you for listening to the show and all. Thank you for continuing downloading, especially the people in here in Baltimore, where I got a 100%. Also, people in Washington, D.C., Republicans, Democrat, and all the D.C. residents, thank you for listening and all. I know I gave y'all a hard time up in Capitol Hill, but I love y'all guys. You know, I do. All right. I give you a hard time. I get mad at you and livestock. You can go back and listen to season 3. But I know it's a hard job. Okay, Republicans and Democrats, I know it's a hard, tough job. But the people need your help, man. We need to stop these shootings. These crazy people. Just do something. No, you don't want to take away people right to own guns, okay? That's one of our proud freedoms, okay? Okay? But you can work around. You can come up with a bill to work around that, to keep the crazy ones from getting guns, going up on a roof, dressing like a lady, and shooting people when they trying to enjoy the American birthday, our American celebration. People got to run and duck for their life. You know, or school shooting, or up in New York, people trying to shop for their families and stuff and coming to shooting. So much, okay? You can find a way. If y'all two parties work together, the three parties work together and be serious about it, y'all can find a way, okay? And those who believe in God, in the Republican and Democrat and Independent, y'all really believe in Jesus? Ask him for godliness and come together in your own way, because I know church and government is split up. Go find your own way, then come back. And just ask God to be at that table with y'all to find a solution. I bet you he will. I bet you he'll walk in that room and help y'all find a solution. And you'll probably won't hear about no more shootings and all if you pray. And you don't even have to do that. Just go to your private church, pray, and then come back. And then say a prayer before where you have the big meetings and all that stuff. No, just pray, say, please, please, please let the Republicans give us something. No, y'all too, Republicans, please let the Democrats give us something. Come, I know y'all can do it. I know y'all. Okay? It's a way, okay? It's a way. It's a way, people. Alright? And we want to get to that future of Star Trek or whatever future you dream about. Want to get to that future where Lieutenant Uhura had. Just say that future where everybody worked together. That future right there. Forget about the warp speed and transformers and all. All nations working together under a flag. If you want to get to that future, we got to start working together right here on Capitol Hill. The three parties got to start working together and go across the country. And wave it across the country and say, we was wrong about the abortion and change it. We were wrong about gun control. It's a way we can do it where everybody can still have a gun. People who like have guns. I mean, it's some responsible people who got guns and will never let their child or person that have problems get a hold to it. Because they so responsible that if you get close to it, they'll chop your hands off. That's how responsible they are. I mean, it's some people out there, black and white, you know, tell you, your father or your mother tell you, don't touch it. And that's what they mean, don't touch it. I mean, old school. Old school. Okay? And if you touch it, oh boy. There's still some old parents out there. And parents passing into those parents and parents. Then they still old school. And they leave the gun right in front of the kid. And that kid won't touch it. No matter how old he is. He know not to touch that gun. I mean, nowadays we do need it for protection. Because still in the inner city craziness. You know, but some laws don't protect you over that either. Self-defense laws don't protect you over that. And that person, I think in some states, probably can sue you for shooting them. Even though you walked in, you invaded your apartment, but you're going to get sued and then get a charge. Some states got that. I mean, that's a good topic to talk about too. I mean, someone invaded your home, you're trying to protect your family and your property and stuff, but you're going to get charged. You're going to go to jail. And that person going to sue you. Don't believe me? Look in your law books. Go look online. Go check. Some of y'all go check it. It's there. It's really there. I mean, go check it out. I mean, they can sue you. If you shoot them, they invaded your home or your apartment, coming to rob you and everything. But if you shoot them, you go to jail, get a charge, and then they go and sue you for protecting your property. Not doing, I don't know, not letting them steal your stuff, not letting them kill you. Don't believe me, just go to your state laws and look it up. I don't know what state. I know Maryland, I think Maryland have it. That's why I really don't like this. I mean, beautiful state. Those who love it, Love their Maryland, love their crabs, love their Inner Harbor. That's good. I love y'all guys. But for me, I had enough. Had enough. No. But these things that I'll be talking about, I just want y'all to be aware of. You know, like these state laws and protection and all that. And because they dare, and if you don't know your laws, don't know your rights, and the police stop you and ask for your ID, and you ain't doing nothing, you gotta go look at your laws, because they can't stop you if you're not doing nothing. You're just standing there, just doing mind your business. No, they just can't stop you for no reason, just because somebody called, don't want you on there. Neighborhood. You know, I watched a lot of videos on that. And it was a guy who just minding his own business, riding his bike. And he was just trying to get home, but they wouldn't let him home. You know? Other kid, I mean, it's on Facebook, I think. You can find those videos on Facebook. I think just go to video. Go Facebook and go to video. And you can find a lot of stories about police just stopping people for no reason in different states and asking for ID for no reason. You know, and that's one of the reasons people is so mad at the uniform too. You know, I don't have no problem with the uniform, not yet anyway. But I had some run-ins, you know, but hopefully I will never will again. And respect the uniform. I don't care if it's black or white. Disrespect the uniform, people. Okay? If that police gave you a virtual command, please do it. Just do everything they tell you to do. Don't matter what they stopped you for. I don't care. Let's do it. We don't want to hear no more police shooting or no more rioting, no more young man got shot by police and then people start acting crazy, burning down their neighborhoods and stuff. We don't want that no more, okay? Just do what you're supposed to do. If you got a little weed on you, so what? Tell the officer, I've been smoking weed. I admit it, okay? And just follow his directions and everything. And who knows? You might get a slap on the hand when you go to jail. He might put in a good word for you. He might even help you get a job and get some help and all. You know? And just tell you, you're going to do it. Keep it home and all. Right? Keep it out of sight and all. You know, some police officers would tell you that, you know, but little weed then jumping in your car, trying to run, all he's going to do is give you a little slap on the hand. The judge probably going to give you a little slap on the hand because they too much, the court system's too backed up to worry about little bag of weed and you coming in there holding them up. Because a big case is before you, but the judge got to deal with you first. Just because one little misdemeanor or something like that. And a police officer give you a good word, pay attention, he obey everything, and he might even give you a job. He might even have a little business on the side where he'll hire you, and give you a job. Who knows where that go? You don't know the opportunities, because it's not what you know, it's who you know. You don't know the opportunities. That police officer and his partner probably was put there for a reason by God to give you some kind of opportunity. And you're going to make things worse for him just because he's a white man with a badge. He might got a big business that he need people to work for. You might got that knowledge who he need. Who knows what the connection can be if you pay attention to them and do what you're supposed to do. Watch what I say. I'm talking about everybody across the country. Everyone. I bet you that police officer, police woman, have a little business on one side. She'll pull you aside and say, hey, I got something for you. I'm going to help you out. Usually police officers don't do that, but she and her partner probably got a little side business saying, hey, we need somebody to help us. We're going to help you if you help us. You know? It's not what you know. It's who you know. Okay? And it might work out for you for the best. And you can go down on the bay and watch the mansion boats float past, smoking your little bag of weed. Because that officer stopped you, you did what you supposed to do, and you got a big paying job. You know? They don't make that much, so of course they're going to have a little side business on the side. You know? I'm not talking about the bad cops, I'm talking about the good cops. You know? The bad ones, yeah, run from them. The ones that steal from you and plan stuff on you. Yeah. Don't run from them. You still can fight them. You know? Even the bad cops. You do what they tell you. And they plan stuff on you. Pull your phone out. Do everything they tell you. You know that you don't have nothing on you. No, and they try to plan something on you. Fight it. Don't fight them. Fight it in court. You know? Fight it. Get everybody that know you well and will speak for your character. Fight it. I'll bet you win. I'll bet you will win. Because that's a dirty cop. And guess what that cop will get? By the judge and his commander. Yeah. Imagine that. So if some commanders, it's some out there that's not going to tolerate bad cops, believe me. It's some police commanders is not going to just tolerate that. They didn't want that in that precinct. I don't care if it's New York, Pennsylvania, Baltimore, Los Angeles. They don't want that in their precinct. They don't want the news no way around it. They want good cops, whether they're narcotic cops or whatever they are. I know they run. I used to watch the show Cops and see how the dummies run and stuff like that. Where you running at? They already know what you did. Where you going to run? I mean, stupid for running. Jumping in your car, trying to drive away, endanger other people. That just make them more madder. Because you putting their lives and other people in danger. And then they more angry. You know? Don't say I'm taking up for the police, because I'm not. I mean, like I said, there's bad cops out there. Some just jumping out the police academy, just ready to shoot someone. You know, they ain't pulled out their service weapon yet, and they just ready to go. You know, and this crazy, but that's some of the stuff we'll be talking about in season 4. So, see you in next episode. And as always, live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And always, Ashley, and we love you.